Welcome to Cult TV Club, where we watch cult TV from 20 years ago and before. Today we're here with Jeanette.
Hi.
Baylor.
Hello.
Angus.
Hello.
Lisa.
Hello.
Mackenzie.
Hi.
And Cassandra.
Hey.
And I'm Justin.
Hello.
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 Hello. Anyway, I'm Justin.
Everyone said hello as they went around except Justin, so get with it.
He broke the cycle.
Yeah, so today we're talking about the best and worst for the year. So we've gone through a whole series of things this year, podcasts, and people get to rate what they think is the best and what they think is the worst for the year. So there'll be some disagreement here, obviously, but I guess we'll get on with it.
I'll just quickly read out. So starting from the beginning of the year with Garth Marenghi's Dark Place, The Goodies. Which episode of The Goodies did we do?
We did a few. Kitten Kong and Snooze.
Yep. Powderpuff Girls, and I don't remember which episode.
We watched a couple of those.
There
as well.
Was one based on the Beatles.
Yeah, and then there was one to do with a tooth.
Yes.
And you can go to our website and see this list and actually listen to them.
Yes. Blackadder, Season 1, Episode 1. Black Books, Season 1, Episode 1. Babylon 5, Parliament of Dreams, which is Season 1, and I don't remember which episode entirely.
6, I think.
Rupert, and I'm not sure what it was called, but it was where they...
They travelled through time through a painting?
Yeah, tapestry, yes.
Shakespeare.
Queen Bess.
Red Dwarf, Backwards, The Young Ones, Video Nasty?
Nasty.
Star Trek, Classic Series, episode...
Balance of Terror?
Balance of Terror.
Doctor Who, Colin Baker's first episode as Doctor.
Gee, I wonder which one you think consider is the worst.
And Gremlins for Christmas.
Yes. Gremlins, yes.
So that's what we watched for the year.
Okay, so Cassandra, what do you think is the best and worst
The worst is actually...
The worst is easy.
So the reason why I didn't appear in the Rupert episode wasn't because I broke my ankle, it's because I left the country out of shame. The reason why I wasn't there is because I left out of shame over a bad showing of the previous episode, which was the Babylon 5 episode.
Acceptable.
I felt so ashamed of introducing a really terrible episode of Babylon 5 because I thought, this would be good, and I forgot about the terrible, terrible romantic plot line in it, and it ruined the episode. I should have gone with something else, but I didn't because.
The episode before Rupert, when you picked Babylon 5 for this year, you were saying that was a bad episode.
Yeah.
But that episode was better than the one we watched during COVID. That was actually a good redemption. Yeah. That actually increased my likelihood of watching Babylon 5. So
I went ahead and watched it not long after.
I watched it after you showed it. So I'd actually been slowly watching B5 for a bit.
I did listen to the episode, and I'm slightly embarrassed over the love you gave me to me when I wasn't here during the episode. Because, that's cute.
The compliment. Yes, we missed you so much.
Yeah, you missed me and you said you loved me, and I was like, I was sitting in my bed like 11 o'clock at night with my foot in the cast and slightly in pain going, aww.
It's too much, isn't it?
But all those, apart from Blackadder, which was okay, and Babylon 5, which was terrible, and actually Doctor Who episode was terrible too, it's all... Yeah. It was all good. Like, all the rest of it was good enough. I can't pick a favourite.
You like none of them.
Almost all of them, is what I'm saying. Those three I mentioned by name. So, yeah, I enjoyed the Black Books. I enjoyed The Goodies. I enjoyed Garth Marenghi. I'm terrible with favourites, so don't put me on the spot for favourites.
No, it's
on the spot.
You've indicated your worst.
Yes.
And you've almost indicated that Rupert was your favourite, even though you weren't there.
It's the best episode of the year because I wasn't there.
Joking. For a minute.
I should mention that because I've been ragging myself so much, Bella has instituted a rule that if I rag on myself, I have to basically be sitting on
the naughty chair.
The naughty chair.
Yeah.
Outside in the sun.
For a minute, and then it adds on.
Yes.
Yes.
So instead of us all like ringing a bell and going, shame, shame, we all point to you and go, well, friend, friend, friend.
The bell's too loud. It would peak the audio.
Plus other members of the family would think it was dinner time. It would just get really confusing.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So was there a decision made?
The decision was Babylon 5 worst and indecisive for best.
Yeah. Because you mean Rupert?
You need to pick one.
That made you feel the best.
Yeah, it did make me feel the best. Even though I wasn't here, it was nice. It was just being the lovedness of it. Yeah.
Mackenzie, do you want to do best and worst? What was your favourite?
She's taking notes.
Notes? Yeah. Oh, my God.
I've got lots of favourites.
What was the best?
The best favourite one was probably Rupert and Gremlins. But after Red Dwarf, I started watching it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of liked Blackadder.
You did like Blackadder?
Oh. Yeah.
My mind's been blown.
You said that you liked Red Dwarf.
Yeah.
Was there any better episodes than what we'd watched? Or
The Quarantine.
Quarantine.
Are you kidding me?
Is this a joke? Are you serious?
Not a joke.
Okay, no, I'm going to fill you in right now. We watched Quarantine. We hated Quarantine.
Not when I was there, though. Bye-bye.
Okay, no, that's fair. Just shut me down.
So Kenzie actually made a point of saying that she thought Quarantine would make a really great podcast episode.
And yes.
Well, we had to do Redemption for it.
We did.
Yeah, so out of the two, Quarantine again.
Out of the two of it, she said that Quarantine and Backwards were like your favourite episodes.
Yes.
And what was there was another one that was your favourite too, wasn't it? It was a later episode.
Oh,
okay. Right. So,
if there was ones that you would pick for a podcast episode, you said Backwards, Quarantine, and it was a more recent one.
That morphing one?
Polymorph.
Polymorph.
Yeah. The first or the second Polymorph? The second one's when they turned into characters, like, so they turned into Ace Rimmer and Dwayne Dibley. And the first one, the Alphabetti Spaghetti one.
Yeah.
No, it's the one where they leave the game.
Oh, the
reality. Oh, yes. Yes. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it this morning, actually. My sister loves Red Dwarf. She sings the tongue-tied song.
Oh.
I think one of my favourite episodes is actually from the later series when they meet Jesus.
We never got up to that.
Oh, it's a good episode.
You're not talking about the one where they sing with Hitler.
No.
So which one was your favourite out of, which ones did you say? Gremlins, Red Dwarf, Rupert and Blackadder. Which one would you say would have been your favourite?
Gremlins.
Oh,
so as well before as well.
Heck yeah.
And I love her.
You love zombie movies.
I feel like she's going in a certain direction here, and I can't
stop
this train. I
suppose you're a little bit stronger than your mum because she was absolutely terrified.
We had to. I kept going up. You got to understand.
Then we saw it at Zing or something.
We keep seeing Gremlins merch everywhere at the moment.
It's coming back hard.
It's retro.
No,
it's
new movie. Don't say it's retro. Dude, that means that I'm old.
I'm a decade older than you. Not a decade, like.
We've got Gremlins Movie 3 coming in soon.
I got told it was already out on Netflix, and I looked it up, and I'm like, no, it's been in pre-production since 2023. Yeah, it's doing the slow.
Is it coming out scheduled for December 23? No.
No. It was in pre-production.
They're in pre-production. A lot of things never get out of
What was the phrase it had on the IMDb? It said it was in development.
Netflix is terrible anyway.
Due to come out 2023, and I'm like,
It hasn't even been filmed yet. So.
Yeah. So, which ones were your least favourite?
Doctor Who, the goodies, and the young ones.
What do you mean, the goodies?
Weren't they both my choices?
Yeah.
Cheers.
I didn't know they were both yours. I didn't know any of them were yours.
Pretend to pick that they were the worst out of spite.
And I actually made a point of picking the goodies episodes that I thought she would like the most, and they made the worst list.
Yeah.
Out of those three, which one do you reckon was the worst? No, just be honest.
Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We watched half of the episode and we all got bored.
Yeah.
And frustrated.
Yeah, we didn't even get to watch it all.
I think I liked part of that episode, but I can't remember why for the life of me. That's how good it was.
Did you like the end because it was the end?
Oh, yeah, I loved the credits that were like...
No.
Okay,
so my turn now.
Yes,
your turn.
Yes.
Thank you.
Go, Lisa.
It was really hard to pick. So I actually, before you said anything, Cass, my least favourite was going to be Rupert because it just didn't feel right without the whole gang here. So it just felt like there was a missing piece the whole time. But yeah.
But that, it's based on the show. How good was the episode?
No, but then sometimes it's how good the best is.
No, Cass gets a free pass. They weren't here. You got to pick an actually bad episode. Rupert was great. I dare you to fight me over that.
Fight me too.
Actually, I was pleasantly surprised with Rupert.
Yeah.
So then I could cop out and just say that Doctor Who episode, but we walked into that knowing it was trash.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, when you walk in there knowing it's bad, so it's really hard because I don't really think there was many that I just could not get into at all. And I can't even say that about Babylon 5 as well, because that was a real redeeming episode.
Yeah.
I didn't mind that.
I think it's more my perception of it was an okay episode that I regret picking because there was so much of a better stuff that I should have picked instead.
I would say...
That's just a personal opinion of one of the most loudest members of this group, myself.
I would probably say worst would be Blackadder. Only...
Oh, yeah.
Alongside all of the other gold there, and only because... I did enjoy it, but I was wishing it was two or three.
Yeah, that's just the same feeling I had about... How you feel about Blackadder, I feel about Babylon 5.
First series isn't everybody's, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. But, you know, I've watched it plenty of times, and it's good. It's just alongside all of the other ones that it was...
And it's basically like silver alongside gold.
I think we're planning on doing with Blackadder the same thing we're doing with Doctor Who as well.
Yes.
So we're planning on doing the second season of Blackadder next year, and then
definitely.
The third, then the fourth.
Because they really are all different TV shows.
They really are.
They deserve to each be looked at individually rather than just go, oh, well, that's Blackadder, because it doesn't represent the whole of Blackadder.
So certainly first series doesn't represent the rest of Blackadder much at all.
Favourite was really hard. Favourite is actually really, really hard. But if I was to pick one... knowing that I can't pick my own, I would have to go with Garth Marenghi's Dark Place, because that show was so weird. I was watching something the other day, and they had a church in a graveyard, and all I could think about was them getting out the flame floor having a full action scene, and it was just so bizarre. So that was a lot of fun,
but wasn't that a listener's pet?
That was a listener's pet, well done listener. But
whoever suggested that, thank you. I don't remember watching it though.
I
don't think you were invited.
I've got to say there was a lot of gold this year. And we could debate about the whole redemption thing as well, but I really enjoyed going back to some of these.
Yeah.
I think maybe we could even do a redemption in half a dozen years' time as well.
Oh, in another 5 years we'll do another redemption. Because last year was our anniversary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Angus.
Yes. I think I'll start with my worst, just because it's pretty easy. It's the Doctor Who.
Yeah.
It's Colin Baker. I haven't seen much Colin Baker. I've listened to some of his audio, but I haven't really got into his... because I listened to the audio books for Doctor Who done by... or the radio plays done by Big Finish. But I haven't really got into any Colin Baker there either. So I kind of feel like I'm picking on the little guy. Like it's just a low blow to...
It feels like that now.
It does.
I think, especially after the Five-ish Doctors reboot, where he was so likable.
Yeah, he was...
Just,
I have nothing wrong with Colin Baker as a person. It's just his
doctor. I remember the episode now. It was so weird.
Yeah, it was really weird.
To kill his companion.
Yes.
And the B-plot made no... So it didn't make no sense. It's just... It felt superfluous.
But he had a cat pin. How could we hate him?
Yes, I only found that out when I did the image to go with the podcast.
I'm pretty sure I mentioned it in the episode.
It was a difficult episode to sit through and watch. It was very
uncomfortable.
It was very Blake 7, very...
But not in a good way.
Yeah, Blake 7 had like a good story and the characters were strong.
Blake 7 was camp.
It was very camp, but the characters are relatively strong and stuff in it. It's just,
Blake 7 was like watching a Christmas pantomime, you know?
It is, To be fair, I disagreed with the pick of episode on that one, and I think that may have to be my 10-year redemption.
Yeah, because like it's been a while, I don't even remember watching Blake 7. I know we did.
What was the best episode?
I was thinking, because the original series I really enjoyed, but I was kind of already partially watching original series at the time, trying to find a good episode to watch.
Star Trek.
Star Trek, the original series. And it was a good Star Trek episode, and I liked the original series, but I feel like that's kind of... It's like me picking my own pick, really, isn't it?
Was there one that isn't your own pick that you would say?
I know.
It's not really like you picking your own pick.
No, but it was still kind of feels like that. So I may have to quickly rejuggle. The thing is, as well, I've seen most of these things. Mm-hmm. I know them quite well. So the only shows I haven't seen were Power, Puff Girls, Garth Marenghi's Dark Place, and The Gremlins. Those are the three things that I hadn't already seen. So I feel like my favourite from them is probably going to be...
But it doesn't have to be like that, though. It can be one that you've already seen before, but you appreciate the conversation that comes out of it and the episode that we watched. And
In that case, I'm picking Rupert.
You can't pick your own. You just keep picking your own.
No, but I thought... I really liked Garth Marenghi's Dark Place. It was very strange, very bizarre. Felt like a fever dream the entire time.
Blood.
Yeah.
It was a bizarre experience. But I really did enjoy it. And I like the Powerpuff Girls too. I've never really watched much in the way of Powerpuff Girls before, but I thought that was good fun.
Yeah, that was good too.
Gremlins was just an average zombie movie. I still stick to that.
Zombies are nothing.
Yeah. What do you mean? They're all the gremlins. They were zombies.
No, they're little pets.
they're Cornish pixies.
If I could, I would pet one.
Interesting.
Yeah. I would pet, what's their nice one called?
Mogwai.
Gizmo was nice.
Yeah.
They're just little Furbies. Take their skin off and look at the mechanics underneath of them. I don't know if you've ever done that with a Furby. They look horrifying.
I feel like Furbies are based on that.
I think there was a whole generation of Furbies coming out. Furbies came out before?
I don't know, Furbies
were late
90s.
I was there, man. I thought
they were 80s.
Back when Gremlins were out, we used to get a Teddy Ruxpin and stick a heavy metal tape in it and then watch 90. It like...
Furbies my God. Released in 98.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I thought it was earlier too.
Okay, Baylor, go.
Okay, so I'm going to go with my hated episode because I think I'm going to have to change my loved episode. I'll shout it out. Hated was B5.
Yeah.
Outside.
For the same reasons that Kaz picked it. No.
No, legitimately, we sat down and we watched B5 as much as possible this year, and I struggled very heavily. There were parts that I really enjoyed, but I just hate it. I hate it with the, I guess, fervor of thousand suns. It is the worst show I have ever seen. Legitimately, I just hate it so much. And there are great characters in it, absolutely.
Yeah.
But everybody in this household talks about Londo and how great a character he is.
Is he the one with the glistening pecs?
The bald.
No. the guy with the hair, yeah. That's the thing, because like, we appreciate his character after you've watched his entire character arc, and that's why we love him so much. So like watching the first two series, it was like, why do you love his character so much? Because he hasn't gone through the arc yet. Mm. It's like, have you seen Avatar: The Last Airbender?
Yeah.
It's like watching the first season and wondering why people like Zuko so much, because you haven't seen the character growth yet.
Yeah, no, but okay, sure. And I know where Londo's character growth is going.
Mm.
And I still hate it. I completely understand that he's most likely going to redeem or try to redeem himself or make up for all the dumb decisions that he has actively made.
It cost millions of people their lives. And,
and has caused so much pain to people. But we started watching an episode and Londo's aide, who he sent off to the Mimbari, was wearing this great Mimbari outfit. And then he came back and was like, oh, you shouldn't be wearing that. And then in the next episode, we see them. They're not wearing it anymore. And he's telling his aide how to write a speech.
Oh, yeah.
And I stopped at that point because he is truly evil. And
Vita was so good.
Yeah.
At no point should someone like that be given a chance to redeem themselves when they are that far gone and evil. Yeah. And I don't care how much he regrets what he does. I don't care. He is a bad person. Absolutely hated it. Best episode was, ironically, Londo's Wives, because Londo's Wives are hilarious.
Yeah.
Lisa, I think that would have really sold you on the show.
Oh.
But after watching more of the show, don't watch it. Do not. Just do not watch it. It is awful.
I realise now why Bela loves Star Trek and I don't, and I love B5 and Bela. The difference is I like dystopian sci-fi. And
and the whole point of Star Trek is it's very utopian.
Yeah,
and
Jeanette loves shows that are gritty.
But
that was the thing you said you used to like about Blake Seven, wasn't it? It was that dystopian future.
Yes, I loved it. So
I like positive existences for humans because, because at this point in time, we're going down that road where to be the dystopian future where if you don't like something, and I'm not, this is not my political opinion at all, but if you don't like something, you just shoot it in the face and move on kind of thing. That's where we're going, right? Yeah. And B5 feels very heavily like we're going in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And Star Trek, I want to go in that direction. Excuse me. The idea of peace and hope. And, like, there's corruption in Starfleet that we barely get to look at, but we may be looking at next year. Yeah. That's what I'm excited for.
B5 was very predictive.
But I don't like that. Yeah. I don't like that in my media.
So many things out of B5 have happened since B5 was made.
So I understand. And it also helps me understand why I don't get into Star Trek. Yeah. It just does nothing for me.
No, that's fair.
I'm into both.
I enjoyed both.
I've gone to, I shared Lex 4 years ago.
Mm. Oh, Lex. Well done.
Yeah, so basically, like, if you...
Outside, 10 minutes.
Yeah. This is fine.
Yeah.
Like, no,
it's not.
Disclaimer.
No, I picked the best episode of Lex. Mm. It's, no, but the point is that...
That was the best episode.
Yeah. If you think that Babylon 5 is dystopian, Lex makes it seem utopian by comparison, because it's basically everybody's horrible and greedy and lustful and malevolent, and there's nothing good left in the universe.
I can't stand that process.
Yeah, because, like, even though I'm not the biggest fan of Lex, like, I've seen it, so by comparison, Babylon 5 is good.
In my D&D games, I am very much, except for one campaign, but I am very much like everybody deserves a second chance, and I don't kill people at all if I can help it, unless I'm mind-controlled. I'm very much like good will prevail, and watching things like B5 make me sad. Because evil prevails. And I hate that.
Yeah.
I genuinely hate that.
Well, to be fair, evil will never be defeated if you stop halfway through the series.
And look, on the same track, Torchwood's almost like it's a grittier, more dystopian version of Doctor Who. And I still woke up a couple of days ago thinking about that Children of Earth series. It still haunts my thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, Children of Earth was really, really good. The rest of Torchwood.
Dark!
Was just,
I don't think I even liked that, but
No, that one was good.
Anyway.
You're wrong. But
loved episode of this year. It was actually a lot more difficult. May I look at it?
It was difficult, wasn't it?
I was going to pick Powerpuff Girls because I love Powerpuff Girls, but I love Powerpuff Girls, so that's a bit of a... can't do that. I brought Gremlins to the table. Mm. Can't pick that. Along with Star Trek. We've already been through B5 a lot.
We've discussed it already.
Yeah. You can't make it your best if you made it your worst.
Yeah. I still stand by disliking the young ones, but I loved Garth Marenghi. That was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
But I actually think on the side of good conversation, if this is what Lisa's going for. Otherwise, it's Garth Marenghi. But on the side of interesting conversation, I would say Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Apart from the attempted murder and stuff, like, I can see what they're trying to do with him.
But they're
right?
really bad, you know?
I know. I legitimately thought he was quite interesting as far as a doctor went. And I wouldn't mind seeing more. I do agree that that episode was terrible, but I wouldn't mind seeing more.
It was one of his first episodes, to be fair. And I didn't pick it, knowing that at the time. I don't know what to pick. I'll just pick the first episode, The Regeneration.
I remember looking at IMDb, and I discussed it in the podcast. Yes, I don't know if it made the cut. But there were few episodes that were rated highly of his at all.
And I'm pretty sure Colin Baker's the least favourite doctor in this household as well. So I'm going to pick him on that notion.
That's just vengeful for so B5, is, though. That's
So this is just all heresy. Is that what you're saying?
What are you going to do? Send some angels to me?
I'll sit down with you, watch some Colin Baker, and then in 10 years' time you can bring him back as your redemption.
I've got much better things to watch on the horizons. Thank you very much. Jeanette, take it away. Best of worst.
The worst, obviously, was Doctor Who, which we knew was going to be.
Agree to disagree.
It's difficult because so many of these shows I love. There's a lot of my favourite shows I'm rewatched this year. Black Books, Blackadder, Goodies, things I love, Red Dwarf. So I think for me, I would probably, the best would be out of Garth Marenghi, Powderpuff Girls and Gremlins, because they're the three that were new to me. And I think it probably would be Garth Marenghi.
Not a fan of horror? Oh, that was your favourite or your least favourite?
Garth Marenghi was your favourite.
I wouldn't go ahead and watch any more of it, but I enjoyed the podcast enormously.
Yeah.
And because it was something
new. Discussion.
It was a great discussion.
What about the show itself, though?
Oh, it was fun.
Okay.
I didn't hate it. It was fun. It was silly, crazy. It was insane. And it was kind of what I think is good in cult TV club, where we sit and watch something that we may not normally watch. And we discuss it. And that's partly what Cult TV Club is about. It's not just about watching the things we love, but it's sometimes watching something different. And so,
I'm just thinking, because I know what my picks are for 2025 already, and I'm thinking they're brand new. I don't think everybody else has watched it.
Which is great.
Even if they're trash, because I think...
Yeah, I know, but it's really interesting. Like, Lex was interesting.
Yes.
I would never, ever watch it.
Oh, and you should never watch it.
Yeah. No intention. But now when people mention Lex, I know what they're talking about. It's educational.
Yeah, but it's a dystopian sci-fi. You may actually...
No, it runs on... See, it runs on libido. It's not...
Yeah.
Gremlins, I don't know, it was just before Christmas, or we all just enjoyed it and there wasn't a lot to say. And sometimes the best podcasts are those where there's conflict, where we're not all agreeing.
Yeah.
Some of us love it. And some of us, like Doctor Who was a great podcast. Really entertaining.
Black Books was good. I think I kind of Black Books. I was a bit wishy washy, but I actually walked away going, God, that was a great conversation about a show that I wouldn't have had otherwise.
Have you not seen Black Books?
I've watched it a few times. It's easier to kind of put on as you go to sleep. I don't rate it super highly.
I really enjoy it, partly because I guess it's set in a bookshop. I love the humour. And I love the characters.
Yeah, like I mentioned in the episode, I forgot how many good gags there were in that specific episode.
Yeah. We quote it endlessly. It's one of those shows that you just quote. Yeah.
So what did you pick for your worst episode? Was Doctor Who, and the best was...
Probably Garth Marenghi. I'm trying to avoid... I mean, I really enjoyed all these. There's a whole lot of shows there I enjoy about equally, but Garth Marenghi, because it was different. And I hadn't seen it before.
Okay. Well, I'll start with my worst thing. I didn't like Garth Marenghi. I mean, it's deliberately trying to be quirky and bad, but it just felt bad. And I just couldn't push past that. The deliberate badness of it was still bad.
I thought you would mention the Muppet Partiness of Gremlins.
Oh, the Muppet Partiness of Gremlins does get me. It is of its day. It's 80s, and it feels that way. I found Young Ones and Garth Marenghi to be not high on my list because... Young Ones is very sporadic and it seems ad hoc. I'm not sure they even work to a script. I think they just...
Very chaotic.
Very chaotic. And Garth Marenghi has a bit of that chaos, but my favourite was the Star Trek episode. Even though I know that that is not representative of the rest of Star Trek, but I found that concentrated intensity and tension that they built up in that show was really good. That was definitely the best episode of anything we'd watched during the year, as far as I was concerned. It really was good.
Riveted to the screen.
Yeah, riveted to the screen for that one.
Even though I'd so seen good. It before, I was too.
Yeah.
It
was,
that tension, I'm not a fan of, so...
Yes.
I don't like that, so it just doesn't... It loses me.
It's not the same thing, you just sit there eating popcorn through, you sit there going, what's happening next? Mm-hmm. Because, but most of the rest... I enjoy all of those. Powerpuff Girls was a surprise to me. It was actually pretty good. Quite like that. That's it, I guess.
Okay.
I guess a question I've got for people is, does anybody have any picks for next year that they've sorted?
I've got a list of shows that are almost exactly 20 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I picked my two, like, years ago.
Nobody stuck to this list, of course. You know, people who change their mind.
Yeah, of course, absolutely.
Yeah. Basically,
but these are people's pick.
I'm going to pick some obscure but culty ones. One of them is a series that was made as a parody of... I didn't plan a pitch for this show, but the show's called Look Around You. And the first series is a parody of the kind of information shows they used to have for schools on the ABC years ago. And the second series is a parody of Beyond 2000, Tomorrow's World sort of thing. But it's kind of like from an alternate world where nothing makes sense.
Is this one Double the First 30?
Double the Fist. Double the Fist. Sorry, mumbling. Dyslexia. So, because I mentioned before, but yeah, Double the Fist is the other one, which is like, I've heard it described as if the Goodies did the Jackass. It might go down like a balloon, but I'm just curious, because it's very 2005, it's very teenage boy kind of show, so it might be really wonky, but I just want curious as to what people think of it.
Okay.
But yeah, those are two shows that were created in 2005 that I, at the very least, will cause discussion, like Lex did when I introduced it.
Okay.
So yeah, that's my picks, because I planned it like years ago, because I've got shows I'm working out that are almost exactly 20 years old, so say coming up is going to be The Mighty Boosh and Avatar The Last Airbender and stuff like that, which might be coming in the next couple of years.
They're all good shows.
Yeah, they're all good shows, and it's just like I'm picking shows that are almost exactly 20 years old because I want to, and that's my gimmick.
I haven't seen the first one. I haven't seen Mighty Boosh. I've heard a lot about it, but I haven't seen it, so it'll be good to
actually pick a good episode of it to represent it.
Kenzie!
I've changed my mind.
Okay. Ooh. So what have you decided to do this year?
I want to do a hate watch.
What is hate watching?
She's just discovered hate watching in 2024 and it's changed her life.
Well, not 2024.
What did you hate watching, McKinsey?
Mac and Me.
If you heard of this one?
I've heard of it.
Yeah. McKinsey talked about it.
Yeah.
The worst part is at the end it says see you soon. Like, trying to hint that there's going to be a second one. And there's no second one.
Yeah. It was so bad. Is it like the free-to-air version of... Not free-to-air, like straight-to-TV version of E.T. or something?
It's like if E.T. was sponsored by McDonald's and Coca-Cola.
Okay.
And the alien I forgot.
Mac
would drink Coke at McDonald's.
So it's not as much product placement as plot replacement.
Yeah.
It was Jennifer Aniston's first
movie credit. She's in the background at the McDonald's scene when they're
She
doesn't even have a role in it. She's literally a background extra that happened to rock up that day and is in the background in one of the scenes. She's like, blink and you miss it. You were going to do Mac and Me. Did you have another one?
No.
What are you going to do, Fairly Odd Parents?
Yeah,
was the other one.
But I haven't been able to finish the new one.
Oh, we'll have to find the old one.
Yeah, it's on Netflix, but it's called The Last Seasons.
Oh, that doesn't feel original.
So I can't watch the first episode.
Let's get on to it.
I want the first episode.
The Fairly Odd Parents.
Fairly Godparents, they're Fairly Odd Parents. I think it was... Powerpuff Girls Nickelodeon as well?
Yeah, I did.
Very Odd Parents.
Because they're fairies!
Of course.
No, I thought it was Fairly Odd Parents.
Yeah, it's Fairly Odd Parents.
It's confusing.
Yeah. So instead of Fairy Godparents, it's Fairly Odd.
Yeah.
It's a play on words.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Lisa, what are your...
I'm really struggling.
Oh.
I'm really struggling, and I keep going, I don't know... What's out there? What is there? You know, I really want to go back to basics. And so I still want to do Dead Like Me, but then trying to think of ones, you know, so then I'm kind of going, Do we go Stargate? Because that was one that I brought
Stargate.
Up. Oh,
oh, no.
Do we go Star Trek Voyager to bring in our Star Trek episode for the year? Because
Voyager, I was going to pick DS9. Sorry, spoilers. Because I was like, I need to pick another Star Trek one. Yes. But if it's Voyager, yes, I'm 100% for that.
We'll fight over that.
No, so. You can do it.
Haven't you seen DS9?
Yeah.
I watched Voyager all the way through, but I didn't watch DS9 the same way. So
because I've only seen the first episode of DS9 and I freaking hated it.
Yeah.
If you pick DS9 and pick a, I'm going to put this in air quotes, decent episode. I didn't like the first episode. I'm prejudiced. But, yeah.
So
maybe you could bring that to us.
Just in the last week, and so because Lower Decks is on Paramount now and not on Prime, so I've not been able to see the last two, three seasons.
Yeah, and it's in the now as well.
And there's been a massive thing in the last week because there's been a Lower Decks episode that's come out and it's an alternative universe and they've actually made Garak and Bashir's as a couple canon and people are like, they wanted it to happen during DS9 and it wasn't, they refused to confirm or deny, but it was basically the actors who played the characters were playing it like they were a couple, like they were a gay couple that were kind of closeted, and then on this, they actually had one of the alternative universes. They're actually married. All those people were like, this is incredible!
Yeah.
And they're like, the best we're going to get is alternate universe, but we'll take it.
Oh, yeah. I don't normally crush over... That's a lie, actually. I love crushing on, drawn animated characters. Boimler looks amazing!
Okay.
Oh, my God. Boims is a dork, but, I love him. Him and Jack, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's Jack?
Jack Ransom.
Oh, yeah.
The one shipping Marilyn Mariner with.
Yeah. So I've got a few. I kind of went, so that I thought Voyager first and then DS9, but I reckon the two of us will work something out.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But then I liked Dead Like Me, Stargate, maybe Supernatural, even though I wasn't really into Supernatural. I'm kind of going, I gave it a try a while back.
Yeah.
Justin watched too much Supernatural. That can be his pick.
No.
Yeah.
But I'm really curious if there's anyone who... If there's anyone who listens to this podcast, Garth Marenghi was an absolute breakout this year, so I'm really keen to see what people would suggest for some really good classic cult TV, stuff that we might not have watched, stuff we've probably forgotten, stuff that really needs to get its flowers.
There's a lot of stuff, if you get existent until someone brings it up again and you go, oh, this was amazing. It's just, it's been out of your thoughts because there's been so much stuff made since then.
That's right. A lot of us do go back and watch some of the random stuff that we suggest to each other. Like, I watched Good Life.
Good Life.
But I know that you guys have also gone back and watched episodes or series of things that we've brought to the table.
That's it. Mm. We've introduced her to stuff. And the thing is,
Mackenzie,
for anyone out there...
Lisa was referring to.
Yeah.
The rule is, it doesn't have to be sci-fi or fantasy. It just has to be cult TV.
Yeah.
And classic, which means it's 20 years and older. Yeah. So if you're out there and you want to give us some suggestions, I really feel like...
Points if it's Australian as well.
Yes.
We need Australian.
Double the Fist is Australian. That's half the reason why
they're awesome. English. Cool. I've been trying to work out for the last few years how to make the late show, the Australian D-Gen late show from the early 90s, because that was gold.
Yeah.
In the same way Monty Python, though. It's like, it's a sketch show, and it's hit or miss.
Yeah.
So you would watch an episode of Flying Circus, you remember all the sketches, they're really massive, but that was over years.
Yeah.
You watch an episode,
it's terrible.
It's hit or miss. Yeah. And there are episodes that are pure miss.
Yeah, that's the reason why.
And I think that would be hard. Late show's hard as well, because it's very topical. So there's politicians and personalities they talk about that.
You
forgot the year after the show came out.
Yeah. Mackenzie Chan.
It doesn't always have to be a good thing. It can always be a hate watch.
Just a quick reminder from our sponsors.
Bearing in mind, 5 years ago she wasn't allowed to use the word hate, and now it's like...
She just hates everything. Yes. I wonder why you kept it from her.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's me.
Okay, Angus.
Angus.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anything?
No, I got no clue. There's a couple of things I really don't want to watch, like Stargate. Thanks for pointing that out.
Okay.
But, yeah,
so just pick Stargate. That's...
Yeah, because I was thinking, is it... There's an anime series I watched ages ago that's old enough, but it's also sketch showy, so I'm worried about picking the right episode for it as well.
Code Geass is 06, and I don't know if it would really work.
This is a shonen anime which requires you to watch 1,000 episodes to understand.
No, there's only 50 episodes.
Okay.
And it's very much a closed story. It is really good. I subjected Baylor to it, but I don't think that's...
I loved it. It was absolutely fantastic.
Baylor watched the first episode and went, I don't want to watch this. And then I sat Baylor down several months later and went, no, we're watching more than just the first episode, and...
Yep, we did the exact same thing that I did with B5, but I actually watched Code Geass, and oh my god, you'll laugh, you'll cry, it'll change your life.
It helped that there were 50 20-minute episodes as opposed to 100 50-minute episodes. That helped.
Yeah. What about Berserk? You love Berserk.
I do like
Berserk. You want everyone to Berserk. Berserk is once again, you'll laugh, you'll cry, it'll change your life.
Berserk is 1997.
Mm.
It's much older. Finding good episodes for those. Berserk is
going to be a long
watch. Yeah.
Okay, so Angus is a question mark.
So, Baylor, do you have any picks?
Yeah. My picks. Early next year, we're doing Kimba the White Lion.
Okay.
Everybody loves a good little bit of Kimba.
Kimba's a great pick. Because
Kimba's a good... It's like the OG anime sort of stuff. Kind of like Cowboy Bebop and whatnot. Yeah.
Controversial.
It's also... Depending on who you talk to, it's who the Lion King was stolen from.
I'd heard that.
Yeah,
you'll see that.
Yeah. I was going to do Xena the Warrior Princess.
Oh, yes!
Why not? Why not?
Voyager.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll do Voyager if you...
That's why I was going to offer you Voy.
Yeah. We'll do that. We'll swap.
You have to promise me, if we do Voyager, it's got to be an episode where Janeway's a badass.
Oh my god, Rambo Janeway?
Rambo Janeway. Like, crawling through the ducts of the ship.
Yeah.
No, not like that. When she just makes a decision and just shuts everyone down.
Shuts everybody,
yeah.
I'm wondering if that would be late Voyager or early Voyager, because she's a badass in both, but in completely different ways.
Yeah.
She becomes more closed off and closeted from everyone by the end of it.
Because she has to have the boundaries.
She feels like she needs the boundaries and to distance herself to make the Voyager.
And no episodes in that hollow Irish hollow.
Get out.
That was fun.
That was great.
I liked it. She fell in love with that ass Janeway. She can't find love with her underling, so she makes up a little hologram Irish dude.
No, she falls in love with an Irish dude, finds out that he's married.
And changes him.
And then changes him. Then changes the way program. He looks and stuff. And, she makes the perfect man.
Makes the perfect man by completely changing him.
Yeah. Honestly, that's such a Janeway thing to do.
It is very much authority figure way of doing things.
Otherwise, no, I know what episode it should be. It should be the one where Tom Paris and B'Elanna Taurus are fighting in the spacesuits after being left behind by Voyager. When they're, like, twisting around in space.
I think this may be just one of your dreams. I think that may be...
No, it's the start of the Paris and B'Elanna romance saga. It is my favourite one because they're, like, fighting, and then Tom's like, stop fighting.
I'm stealing it from you, so I'm picking the episode.
Some people like Bridgerton. Some people like Tom and Paris fighting in space and space seats.
I love Bridgerton as well, so some people just love it all.
Yeah.
So, I guess Kimba and Xena.
Kimba and Xena.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Either way, people are having their breath taken away. So.
Yes.
Space. I'm so sorry.
That was perfect. I don't know what you're apologizing for. That was chef's kiss. Perfect.
Jeanette, what are you picking?
Obviously, Doctor Who, McCoy this year. I do want to do this, all the series of Blackadder, but I'm also wanting to bring a few, like I'd like to bring Peep Show, which is...
Oh, yes.
Which I've never seen.
I've seen the first series. It's an interesting series. I need to watch more, because I watched the first series and I kind of drifted away from it.
Yeah.
What's Peep Show?
It's Robert Webb and David Mitchell.
Oh, okay.
One of the first big breakout shows for Olivia Colman as well. Yes. Oscar award-winning Olivia Colman.
She's in The Comanche.
Oh, cool!
So you'll see
her
this year.
I have no idea who any of these people are.
Oh, she...
Olivia Colman's in everything.
British,
everything British.
Yeah.
Yeah. if I watched more, I'd be able to give a good guide of what to watch in it.
Yeah.
But it's definitely Webb and Mitchell doing their Webb and Mitchell stuff.
Is he the comedian on...
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
He's got such a funny accent and such a quick wit.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll do the Blackadder then as my second pick.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I wasn't sold with Berserk.
Down for Blackadder.
Yeah.
We'll see how things go.
Yeah.
And I'll do Peep Show.
You could do James and Worcester.
Jeeves and Worcester.
Bit of Brian Laurie. Nice.
Yeah.
A bit of Brian Laurie as well. So
absolutely fantastic show. Used to love it. Where is the Lid? Best song.
So I'm just thinking of the song by the Black Eyed Peas, where it's a love, but with Lid in it instead.
Where is the lid? It's right here.
Yeah, it's like,
the lid is on the jar now, Lisa.
I'm just thinking, if we sing anymore, it'd be copyright.
Yeah, not the way I sing it.
Need to be in tune to worry about that.
Okay, well,
what are you picking?
I think Cult TV Club has become too elitist and... And so I was going to pick some back to basics, honest cult TV, and that starts with Scooby-Doo, of course.
Yeah,
we've got to do Scooby-Doo.
I've been asking because I've never seen the cartoon, the TV series.
We had that issue with Harvey Birdman, didn't we? I didn't watch Hanna Barbera to know what this reference is.
These are educational references for young people.
Scooby-Doo has such interesting animation to him. Very exciting. Doing like old school.
Original old school. Perfect. We're no way we're
going to see that.
They're still making
And then what else are you picking?
And the next one is dependent on whether you're good or bad during the rest of the year. It's either A-Team A-Team or Battlestar Galactica, the original.
I don't know which is the bad pick there.
Well, if it's the new A-Team, then we've been good.
You're not going to get the new A-Team.
Why not? I love that.
As long as you don't get the new Battlestar Galactica either.
It's too recent.
Well, they both. Yeah. No, it's not.
Oh, is it?
No, I think it hit
their
20 years this year. So
it's over
20 years, so it can do both now.
Not like Battlestar Galactica.
No.
Which one?
The new one. The old one is quite different.
No, good.
Very different.
You enjoyed the board game.
I did, yeah. The board game is fun.
The original one, Boltar, is a villain that maniacally laughs before he kills everybody. You know, he's not. He's not a little wheedly, you know, etc. And besides, if we're going to do the recent one, we've got to do the old one first.
Most definitely.
Awesome.
That's the next 12 months on the Cult TV Club. Set your alarms.
Actually, don't, because we don't know when our episodes are going to come out.
We're amazed we got through them all this year.
Legitimately, yes.
Such
a busy year, and next year's only going to get busier.
Okay, so that's it for Cult TV Club, and we'll see you next episode.
Yes.
What?
Happy New Year. We love you guys.
Happy 2025.
Bye. Bye.